Lemon, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today, I'm going to continue with the review of Fluent Forever by Gabriel Winer. Our focus today is on Chapter 2, where he shared 5 principles to end forgetting. According to Gabriel, these principles will enable you to remember more in less time. If you combine them together, they form a system that can insert thousands of words and grammar rules so deeply into your mind that you'll be able to recall them instantly. The first principle he shared was, make memories more memorable. Make memories more memorable. Now, in order to do this, we need to follow 4 levels of processing. The 4 levels of processing act as a filter, protecting us from information overload. So Gabriel is saying, to remember a foreign word forever, you will need the 4 levels of processing, which are structure, sound, concept, and personal connection. The first level, which is structure, allows you to recognize patterns of letters. The next is sound. Sound connects structure to your ears and your mouth and allows you to speak. The third level is concepts. Now, concepts can be broken down into abstract and concrete. Deeper than abstract concepts are concrete concepts. As humans, we prioritize and store concrete concepts because they engage more of our brains, therefore making us remember words that are tied to concrete multisensory experiences. The fourth level of processing is personal connection. I'm sure you're wondering, how do we use these 4 levels of processing in practice? Well, I will share the example from Gabriel's book. A new foreign word is like a new friend's name. Let's make a new friend's name memorable using the levels of processing. Our new friend is named Edward. Simply by thinking Edward, we have already reached the second level of processing, which is sound. If we want to go deeper into concept territory, we would search for a concrete image for the name Edward, such as the movie character Edward Scissorhands. After that, we'll do even better if we can find a personal connection with his name. Perhaps your brother is named Edward. As you imagine your new friend interacting with Edward-related images and Edward-related personal memories, you are activating broader and broader networks in your brain. The next time you see Edward, this parade of images and memories will come rushing back, and you will be hard-pressed to forget his name. So basically, Gabriel is saying that you can make foreign words memorable by learning the sound system of your language, by binding those sounds to images, and by binding those images to your past experiences. The next principle to end forgetting is maximize laziness. Maximize laziness. According to Gabriel, rote repetition is boring and it doesn't work for long-term memorization. So take the lazy route instead. That is, study a concept until you can repeat it once without looking and then stop. The third principle is don't review, recall. Don't review, recall. When you study by reading through a list multiple times, you are practicing reading, not recalling. If you want to get better at recalling something, you should practice recalling. Acts of recalling set off an intricate chemical dance in your brain that boosts memory retention. To maximize efficiency, spend most of your time recalling rather than reviewing. You will accomplish this goal by creating flashcards that test your ability to recall a given word, pronunciation, or grammatical construction. Coupled with images and personal connections, these cards will form the foundation of a powerful memorization system. The fourth principle is, wait, wait, don't tell me. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Gabriel is saying that we should engage in memory tests regularly. He says if you can consistently test yourself right before you forget, you will double the effectiveness of every test. The last principle is rewrite the past. Rewrite the past. You must remember a memory before you can rewrite it. But what happens when we can't remember? Surely, we won't be able to remember everything we learn, particularly if we're trying to wait as long as possible between practice sessions. Every time you successfully recall a memory, you revisit and rewrite earlier experiences, adding bits and pieces of your present self to your past memories. You will make the best use of your time when practicing recall if your earlier experiences are as memorable as possible. You can accomplish this by connecting sounds, images, and personal connections to every word you learn. So you have to combine the five principles so as to end forgetting. Now, the five principles are: make memories more memorable, maximize laziness, don't review, recall, wait, don't tell me, and rewrite the past. So that's it for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. Bye!